This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. This is a national contest. Download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. Bonte Hill joining us, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop, as Bonte joins us every single Friday at 9 o'clock at this time. Back-to-back in studio, Bonte Hill. How we doing, man? Happy Valentine's Day.
Man, that guy sounds like a pro, Shasky. Listen to that guy driving the bus, man. Damn, Spadoni. Damn, you sound good.
You know, I could tell you were in the building because I could hear screaming through the plexiglass and everything else.
That was good. I was just getting my Joe Shasky on. That's all that was.
All the takes.
Getting my takes ready to roll. Takes are ready to roll, baby. What's up, boys? Jimmy Butler's in the building. Look at this guy so happy,
Jimmy.
I know.
We're so fired up. I wanted him the whole time.
No, yeah, I know you did. Same here.
I said it was a good move.
Last Friday when I came in, I heard a couple shows before. Shasky's on to Kevin Durant, but you know what's crazy? Mully kind of looked at me funny for
how
saying this.
How incredible I am at radio?
No. We didn't say that. We said, boy, thank God you're off that show. No.
Mully, he was cheating on us. I was not happy.
Oh, with TNT?
Yeah.
No, that was planned. He had to do that. No, we like that. We like that. Get that TNT love.
I meant with Papa.
Oh, I have nothing to do with that.
Tell him
considering you guys are my side chick now, I got nothing to do with
Shout
that.
Valentine's
that,
Day.
Would, that wouldn't happen if I was around. I'm just going to say, I didn't know that was going down. Okay. The whole TNT. I got my run TNT fixed, by the way, on television.
Was Mitch Richmond in the building? Guru?
No.
Can you play the Rich?
He's got Rich Mitchman? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's asking the great Rich Mitchin.
He's in the chat, too, all the time. Rich Mitchin. He's in the chat.
They were on the set the other day. They were a lot of fun.
How
Rising
about
Stars
this
Challenge.
Team in the final 5 minutes yesterday. Pods with a gorgeous, like, little lefty in the lane. I thought it was one of his best games of the year.
Pods is playing well.
Pods playing really well, averaging 14. Five and six.
Since he's returned from injury.
Yes.
There you go.
After the 11-game absence. He's been awesome. And then I'm looking at like what they did in the half court, and it's not just Steph save us. It's, hey, we're going to throw to Jimmy at the top of the key. We're going to run a high pick and roll. We're going to throw it to Draymond at the block. We're going to run split action. Yep. We're going to have Curry come off ball, and Jimmy's going to set the screen. They're able to do, and I hate using this word in sports, but the multiplicity now to score with 5 minutes to go, I think goes through the roof. Look, the Dallas loss sucked. I get it. But I was telling Joe, they need to play in as many of these 5 minute or less games as possible to kind of figure out how to close games.
No doubt. I mean, the split action they ran on the 3-point line yesterday with the spacing late in the game where Jimmy Butler backdoor cuts and he's wide open on the layup there. That was a split action that it wasn't your normal split action. So what you're saying here is they're unpredictable now in the half court. It's not, hey, Steph, run motion, read and react, try to get open and get a shot. Jimmy Butler in the mid post, and I was arguing with this with Monty yesterday on the Dubs Talk podcast. He believes that Jimmy, JK, Draymond, they're not going to play a lot of minutes together. And I disagree with that.
Why?
I disagree with that because they're three, because of the spacing issues, right? Offensively, the way I look at it is these are three of your four best players. And Kuminga can learn by just playing the dunker spot on the other side while Jimmy is maintaining the mid block, mid post, Draymond either on the wing and the corner. I think you have to play those guys together to figure out over the next 27 games how can I get the best out of that lineup? Because the best version of the Warriors this season is with Draymond Green at the small ball five. It is what it is.
He was dynamic Wednesday night.
Every time I hear from Shasky during a Warrior game, it's around the same time.
No, he was great defensively.
And it's either a Draymond missed. What is Draymond doing? Draymond get out of the game. And I'm like, oh, Shasky's alive.
He was great defensively in the final, whatever, 3 minutes of that Dallas game.
Had the three
but
yesterday.
They missed Kuminga's on-ball defense. And
well,
it's driving.
Isn't that the key to the season? Yes. The loss of Andrew Wiggins. Look, Jimmy's a better overall player, and I love Wiggs. And Jimmy gives his team a different look at getting to the free throw line. Hell, they got to the free throw line, what, 27, 28 times yesterday? Shot 89% for the free throw line. Now all of a sudden, they're getting to the charity stripe. Steph went 9 times last night, made 8 of them. But Jimmy in that mid-post gives the Warriors a different look. A guy who could post up and actually look at the basket and score.
Best back-to-the-basket Warrior since Bogut?
Since KD.
I don't consider KD back to the basket.
He's so unique. We were talking about that, too.
He's kind of in his own realm, if that makes sense.
Sean Livingston.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because Bogut would like have his back to the basket and pass it out.
I think it's the aggression, too, of Jimmy. He's 230. I think we underrate just how strong he actually is. He has 30 pounds on Wiggins. Wiggins listed at 200. Jimmy's listed at 230. Like, there is a difference there.
Yeah, the
strength. And you were talking about it with those four eventually on the court together. It's not like you have great options for spacing outside of those guys. He's like, what are we doing? Buddy Hield, and God love him. I'm not here to crush him. I think we've done that too much. Guy Santos, Pat Spencer, Quentin Post. Like, again, we talked about Bonte. I'm sure you're in agreement here. Like, the closing five, what we want, Draymond, Jimmy, Curry, Moody, Kuminga at the end of games, I feel like would be the one. And ideally, that's what you would want. Draymond's five.
I don't know about Moody. Moody's playing well.
Playing very well.
Double figures, 13 of his last 15. Going to the rack, finishing. But it's his footwork on defense. It's the reason why he plays a four.
On the perimeter,
he doesn't have the foot
speed.
Although he did a good job against Jalen Green yesterday. Jalen Green has been awful against the Warriors this year. He's been off. Like, he shoots his worst against the Warriors this season. He's just but he's got all-star numbers. I think he's a good player. But the Warriors have figured him out. We'll get to that in a second. But Moody in that closing five, the reason why I'll push back on that, and you're probably going to see a lot more GP2, maybe even more Brandon Podziemski. Podziemski guarded his ass off yesterday. I wonder where the fans are at with Brandon Podziemski right now, because Brandon Podziemski's being more decisive. He's shooting nearly 40 from three since he's returned. He's been playing, but Moody's foot speed, and I think you agree with me, Shasky, on the perimeter, he doesn't have the foot speed to stay with elite guards. So I think if you do go Kuminga, Butler, Draymond, where does that leave Moody? Because right now they want Moody guarding those stretch fours, those stretch fives. I don't think he has the foot speed to guard a guard. So that's where Kuminga comes in at the point of attack to try to guard the SGAs, the Kyries, the Lucas of the world, because that's what it's going to come down to, Shasky.
The thing that bugs me on this team is that when you close out to a shooter, you got to close out low, right? Because you want to stay in a defensive stance so that if that guy pump fakes and tries to dribble, you're at least standing your ground. Too many times, they're jumping out at non-shooters who have no business shooting threes, and you kind of want shooting threes, and they come closing out either way too hard or they're jumping, and I'm like, dog, he's going right around you. Moody does that. I think he struggles to recover.
Foot speed.
Steph's done that. Buddy Hield. The thing that I was telling Joe, and it was driving me nuts, on these high pick and rolls, okay, if I watch Buddy just take the switch and GP2 switch so easily, what are we doing? Stop switching. Fight through. And you saw Jimmy late in the Wednesday night game against Kyrie. He was like, he jumped over the screen and was like, no, we're not switching. Yeah. I got Kyrie. I want to see more of that. Like, GP2, you're out on the floor for a reason. Stop passively giving up the switch and allowing Buddy to get basically eaten alive.
But that's what they coach, though. That's what the Warriors have kind of done. But that's the Warriors, and that's what they've been doing for over a decade now. They've kind of brought that to the league, switching everything, having guys who could play multiple positions.
But that's a huge mismatch.
There's no doubt about that. There's at times you got to not switch it. But look, defensively, they're going to need to buckle down at the point of attack, man, because that's three guards. There's one concern as Warriors are 3-1 with Jimmy Butler. It's Kobe White. It's Damian Lillard, it's Kyrie Irving, and there's going to be the guards over and over and
especially
over again.
Especially in the West.
Especially in the West, we're going to get 2 feet in the paint, Spadoni.
Bonta Hill in studio with us every single Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's been so fun. I mean, you couldn't have asked for
buzzing.
I mean, we've been talking about this morning, like, it's Valentine's Day, whatever.
All-Star weekend. It's buzzing right now.
I'm saying there's so much happening right now. Obviously, it's Payday Friday, first and foremost, for your boy. Payday. It's been great. but there's a buzz here. The sun is coming out a little bit. This atmospheric river is dissipating. The city looks and feels crisp right now, Bonte Hill. There's all the celebrities around here. We've got the celebrity all-star game today. Jerry Rice versus Barry Bonds. We got the celebrity pickleball bash event happening this weekend. Your boy Molly and Festus are going to be part of that. We have so much happening in the Bay Area this week. And it kicks off something that's going to be taking place here the next 2 years. We got all-star game this weekend. We got the Super Bowl next year. And we got World Cup, Bonte. Yeah. So much is going to be happening here in the Bay Area. And obviously the World Cup is the entire United States and North America, because Canada, Mexico is also involved. But Levi Stadium is going to be popping. Chase Center is going to be popping. Are you feeling the buzz right now in the city? I'm sure you're going to be doing a bunch of stuff this weekend. We're talking about the king in his chariot. Did you have horses pulling you up to the building this morning?
I almost did. Police escort, man.
Oh, wow. Right, okay. You got the barricades, man, out there.
Yeah,
already
no
see
doubt.
It.
Yeah. I was like, I'm leaving the house at 8:30. What's up, man? Get me through this traffic on a Friday morning. No, it is buzzing. When you say Levi Stadium buzzing, I looked at Chasky. Maybe things around Levi's may be buzzing. Well, we'll
I
see.
Did run into Al Guido the other day.
Hold on.
I got a job.
We did a head nod. His daughter plays for St. Francis.
So
he was at the SI St. Francis game.
Did you say what's up?
The unofficial head nod.
He saw Dunleavy earlier last week, too.
Oh, yeah. Did you say what's up to him?
Well, Dunleavy was scouting LJ, you know, like pregame warm-ups, you know. Got to make that 5U team. That's a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
No, it's not. He's lead feeding.
No, the city is buzzing. No, it was fun last night. I actually, you know, stayed up a little late past my bedtime. Fezzy had a fundraiser, which was a lot of cool.
Nice.
They had a little party at Treasure Island. Shoe Palace, shout out to Shoe Palace. Shout out to 1985. They're doing some things. I told them to call you, man, because there's some things going on tomorrow at 1985 Gallery. But All-Star Weekend buzzing. It is fun. Like, I started to get the itch last night with Kenny and company in town, and you see all the banners around the signage.
They've got powder for that.
Yeah, they do. So, I'm not going to touch that.
We talked of 10 minutes of Scarface last segment. Yeah, let's you know what we're talking about right now.
It's a Friday.
I'm going to Hawaii Monday.
He literally said we're mailing it in, and it was 8:30 when it was on.
He does that sometimes, though. He admits to mailing it in.
The mail-in carry the show for months on end. You know, it's like
the morning mail-in.
We have an hour and a half left. Can you give me another hour?
Can you give me something? You run out of material? Here, I got some material for you. Brock Purdy's, he better than any of the four quarterbacks we saw in the conference championships. And I do want to get your thoughts on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts looked good.
That's
what
he
with Brock Purdy. Eagles
big
are a problem. I know we're talking Warriors, but the Eagles, they're set up to crush the league again next season. They are. Well, it broke my heart to see how dominant they were. And it proves over and over, fans, that if you don't have an offensive line, that you don't have wide receivers who can break open, that you can't block at the point of attack, you're not going to win big games.
No, it's a good point. And I want to say this, and we'll get back to the Warriors because we haven't had your takes on the Super Bowl. Obviously, it's the NBA just dominating the last 2 weeks of this, and that Super Bowl being a stinker didn't help the league, although they had 126 million people watching it, so it didn't really matter. We can get your thoughts on the halftime show if you want, Bonte. Shasky had his thoughts. I don't care about any halftime show. I'm just going to keep it a buck. It is what it is.
But that's the point. It's not for you.
Hold on. Patrick Mahomes has stunk in the Super Bowl. Can we just, real quick?
Wait a minute. Kid, New York Kitty, I just saw something here.
What?
It's Fedotti telling Chaska to hold on, and Chaska didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
Whoa. Where was the respect for me for 5 years?
Oh, my God. And it goes back to Bonte.
By the way,
Bonte Hill, NBC Sports Bay Area
Gosh,
host.
I wish that would have worked with me. Chaska, hold on. No, Bonte. Where's the respect?
I told you I'm mailing it in.
Gosh.
I need to get this in there because the Big Boss Man, we got to make sure we plug this. NBC Sports Bay Area host of Warriors pre- and post-game, Bonte Hill. We got to hammer that. NBC, I'm hammering it for you.
Got to hammer it.
Bonte Hill, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us here on the River Islands guest line.
I'm Bonte Hill. I'm in front of Oracle Park, and I got to say, I'm really looking forward to that Wilmer Flores at bat and Lamont Wade Jr. leading off.
Willie Adames, hey.
I'm trying to get excited about the Giants, but right now, you know, don't do it to me. I read something about Lamont Wade Jr. the other day.
Bryce Aldridge knocking it this year in the bigs.
Lamont gets on base, and somebody was like, I think it was John Boy Jeff Young on Twitter. He had this whole thread on Lamont Wade Jr. Spinotti, and he started discussing, goes, well, he's one of the slowest players in the league, so batting him lead off really isn't that advantageous. And I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, Giants baseball, can we get a run from the Warriors?
Don't be That's a stranger. Don't be a stranger this
Don't
week.
Be I'll a stranger, yeah. Need, Come on by. Don't be a stranger.
Five hits to get him home from second.
Oh my God.
I mean, what are we doing? I thought Brandon Belt was one of the slowest players I've ever seen. I mean, they get oh God,
is Radio Bonte going to struggle
doing on television?
TV talking Giants?
No, you'll be
I'm
fine.
I'm actually excited about
I mean,
the Giants.
Look,
I know how to dress it up with the best of them.
Just steal my material and you'll
oh
be fine.
Oh my God. Garlic you know? Fries and baseball, guys. Check
I will
it out.
Steal the material.
There you
now
go.
I'm
going
to listen to every show because love me to throw some nuggets in there. I'll just start jotting them down.
Real
nobody
quick.
Would know.
Super Bowl Sunday, Bonte, as we'll get back to the Warriors here in a second.
There's when a you Super saw, Bowl?
When you, no. Before the Super Bowl even happened, you got the notification on your phone from Adam Schefter, Debo requesting a trade.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think when you saw that Sunday morning when you woke up?
Well, it's been in the works. And I think he has his eyes set on Tampa Bay. Wow. Little birdie told me that to look out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is back in November, which was strange. I'm like, why would Tampa Bay want him? But apparently Debo has his eyes set on them. And just, you know what? It's time. It's time to move on from Debo Samuel. I mean, the self-awareness from some of these players sometimes, I just got to laugh. And Debo Samuel, coming off of that season, and we know about the Juno chop or whatever we call it, the Tabor Pepper, just straight up karate kidded him in the neck. And then the lock-in, and then you're tweeting, you know, I'm not getting the ball enough. It's not me, it's them. It's just time. And then, you know, walking around with an Eagles jersey, a radio row.
What was that?
Just, I mean, Debo Samuel played himself out of being an all-time Niner.
Mm.
He's now in a Crabtree tier of 49ers.
He's better than Crabtree, but I hear
better
you.
Better than Crabtree, but he's in that tier. He's not in the tier with John Taylor, Jerry Rice, and T.O., that's for sure. And he's had all-time moments with the 49ers, but there's been too many inconsistencies, and you know what? It's time to move on. But I just thought, damn, Debo, you go to exit meetings, and then you're putting it out there, and now you're tweeting even more? Now you kill the Niners' value. Whatever. I mean, it's been real, Debo. No ill will.
It just
Thank
sucks
you for the memories,
how much it's going to cost them.
Oh, it's going to cost them a lot.
I mean, that's the part that really sucks. I mean, like, who knows where Ayuk is at? He was, like, Spadoni's suggesting, oh, you know, Davante Adams. I'm out on all Diva wide receivers.
Yeah.
I'm out on all of them. For this team, the way they want to play football, I'm out on
I'll
them.
I'll give you a name right now. As Bonte just mentioned, Tampa Bay wanted to get him. What about Chris Godwin on a prove-it deal? Would you take Chris Godwin at 28 years old, coming off an injury, but he's been Super Bowl champion.
Well,
he's been very good.
That's two wide receivers coming off
of
injuries.
I would rather get linemen. Like, if you're going to spend money in free agency, linemen are the way to go.
I don't feel great about Juwan Jennings being my number one receiver heading into the next
year. I don't think anyone
though.
Does, but they run the ball. Like, the number one most important
player
on offense
is CMC. I don't even know if he's going to be healthy. So there's a lot baked into this, obviously.
I think what we learn, especially from Philadelphia, and I was trying to explain this all season long. Look, I get it. They invested in their wide receivers, and A.J. Brown could be a headache. Those wide receiver divas.
He's angry up 17.
He's angry all the time,
right? I mean, he's literally checking the coach.
But think about it. They added Saquon Barkley, and this is what concerned me about Philly all year, which is why I love when Christian McCaffrey came aboard to the 49ers. You go 8 in the box trying to snuff out Saquon Barkley, which the Kansas City Chiefs did. Well, I got Devontae, who's a top 20 wide receiver. I got A.J. Brown, who's a top 10 wide receiver, going one-on-one with an underrated tight end in Dallas Goedert.
Jahan Dotson.
Jahan Dotson out of nowhere. Johnny Wilson even got a target in the Super Bowl. Young man from Florida State. When you have that ability, and that's where the Niners at wide receiver, they got a Ayuk has to be back in the form that he was in last season. You hope so. Ricky Pearsall, he needs to continue to ascend, but you also need playmakers on the outside. You can't beat that Philadelphia Eagles team with Juwan Jennings as your number one wide receiver. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Darius Big Play Slay are too much. So I hear you. Yes, they need linemen. They need to shore up the trenches bad. Another interior defensive lineman, another edge rusher. I need exotic blitzes. I've been waiting to use that one. But offensive lineman, no doubt, to protect against the front four of the Philadelphia Eagles, who didn't even need to blitz on Super Bowl Sunday. But you also need playmakers to threaten that defense deep, to make them worry about something. I need their safeties playing too high, over the top. So I do. I'm with you, Spadoni. They still need another playmaker or two.
I wouldn't hate, again, I get it. How it ended with Devontae the last year, it's not a great look. He also played for two just historically dysfunctional franchises in the last two decades.
He chose to play for those two
teams. I'm going to say this real quick, though. A lot of people, me included, were drinking the Jets Kool-Aid. I thought the Jets were going to be really good this past year. It didn't happen. He went to the guy who made him a Hall of Famer. Let's keep it a buck. Aaron Rodgers made Davante Adams a Hall of Famer.
He went to the Raiders willingly.
He did, but that was to play with Derek Carr, and they paid him a lot of money because the Packers weren't going
to
do that.
Listen to the sentence you just said. He went to play with Derek Carr.
Let's not act like he was a first-team All-Pro in his first year with Derek, though.
But no, he
was a first-team All-Pro with the Raiders.
But he chose to play with the Raiders. It's such a good point. You left one of the iconic franchises in all of sports.
But the Packers
to choose to play for the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Packers didn't do anything that year either. Like, the Packers didn't make the playoffs.
Well, that's
so
fine.
Let's keep it a buck.
They're one of the best run organizations in sports. They're very similar to like the Cardinals. They churn out players yearly. They're always in the playoffs. You went, like, the Raiders are one of the worst run franchises in sports over the last 20 years.
I get it. It was the head coach didn't work. He had a great season with them, though. So I'm not here to say
that might
that
be
first
entirely
season,
true.
He thought he was going to be with Derek, who did feed him, and he did put up
what we've
again
about
all pro numbers.
Is that the organization truly matters. The reason why the Eagles are the Eagles is because of the front office, the organization, the stability, the ownership. Bad owners lose.
Yeah,
they just do.
And think about that. He chose to play with Derek Carr. Derek Carr.
That was
is Derek Carr even a top 20 wide receiver? How many wide receivers? Chris Olave would pay to leave New Orleans right now to not play with Derek Carr.
Sure.
So he chose to do that. And by the way, with the way the receiver doc played out, who looked worse? Devontae Adams? And the way he was acting on the sideline, it was a lot of me, 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 I. Well, and then he forced his way. Think about the decision.
Jimmy was the one that came out bad from that.
But still, though, you go to the Raiders, you know they're a dysfunctional organization. Didn't you say, you know what? I want to go with Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, who may be worse than the Raiders at running their own organization. So, Devontae, look, it sounds good, but if I'm going to spend on a wide receiver, I guess T. Higgins would be an option. But I need to
He's always hurt, too.
He's always hurt with a hamstring.
I mean,
I like
the player. He's always hurt.
You never know. He's always on the injury report. So.
And now the big question is going to be Brock Purdy, right? What is he going to make? Tim Kawakami reporting. He doesn't think it's going to be $60 million. It's going to be more level-headed. That's what he's saying. This, that, and the other. Where are you at, Bonte, as we're joined by Bonte Hill, NBC Sports Bay Area host of Warriors Pre- and Postgame Live. We're going to get into the Dubs a little bit later into this segment. But Brock Purdy. Paying him, what's it going to cost? What's it going to look like? That has got to be the priority right now, because the last thing we need is another Brandon Ayuk situation, Nick Bosa situation, you know, Trent Williams. No drama. Get rid of Debo if you need to get rid of him. If you need to cut his ass, cut his ass. Just no drama this season. Nipping that in the bud early would be huge, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, but this is pro sports, man.
Well, there's an argument to be made.
This is pro sports. Not what I wanted to hear.
Seriously, what do you want me to say?
Well, there's an argument to be made that, like, cutting Debo to save the $20 million is actually a better team strategy than trading him, taking the $33 million cap hit, and getting a fifth-round pick back in return. And also, just like moving on from the drama.
Just remove the cloud. Because you got to go start training camp fresh with everybody in camp. You don't want no holdouts. You don't want no drama.
I don't want lingering BS.
But you know what? These are the 49ers. And this is Kyle Shanahan and Jet York and John Lynch. And they love being in the news. I do think, like, not John Lynch and Shanahan. I know they don't like being in the news that much. But Jet York, you don't think he's sitting back saying, boy, we're talked about a lot. Boy, we're a national headline. Super Bowl Sunday, boom, Debo Samuel from Adam Schefter. Like, damn, the Niners are back in the news. Why the Eagles are getting ready for a Super Bowl against the Kansas City
that
Chiefs?
That part I probably wouldn't like, though.
My receiver, who I
gave a huge amount of money to, hasn't even come close to that
all
season.
I don't
press.
Love it, but they do believe all press is good press. You know, so, but there will be drama. But just move on and you know what? It's been real, Debo. It sucks the way it ended. It really does. It does. Not getting off the ball, not getting off the line of scrimmage, hurt, injured, whatever. I mean, it's no tact.
Well, it's interesting, right? So we're going to be saying goodbye to Debo Samuel, a disgruntled star, right? And we said hello to one just a week ago, and Jimmy Butler coming in here now. As we pivot back to the Warriors real quick, Bonte, like, are you surprised how seamless this has been with Jimmy early on here? I get it. They let one slip away against the Mavericks. That felt like a game where you probably should have won. Mike Dunleavy was on yesterday's Standing Goo. He said it felt like a playoff loss, just given everything that happened. Obviously, no AD. Gafford, who is it? Gafford's now going to be out for a month with an
six
MCL.
Weeks.
Six weeks. So they're going to be missing Anthony
Nico
Davis, Gafford, Lively. Like,
I mean, hey.
Oh, my God.
The three of us in this room, only one of us thought it was a good trade for Dallas on the night of the trade.
Bonte said, really, hey, I'll do his credit.
No, Anthony Davis played amazing for Dallas in that first game.
17 minutes.
And then it was like, oh he's out with a non-contact injury for a month. Who did not look at the medicals? Yeah, well, who knows?
Well, now Mark Williams, the Lakers are like, actually, we don't want Mark Williams.
We want Dalton back.
And now the Hornets are trying to, like, buy him out or something. Do you see that?
Yeah,
they're trying
I did
to, like,
see
just
that.
Cut him.
How about the Mavs with it? Too straight, though. Out of nowhere.
I'm
too
so straight.
No Clay coming yesterday.
Wiggins just got there. He can't play.
Right.
They're like, oh, he has a stomach virus. I'm like, oh, God.
Miami flu. The Miami flu? No. It affected him?
You know, the Jimmy Butler trade, you know, this is a conversation we're having for a couple weeks ago, and we always have this conversation around here. Who's going to be the team? No, not that. It's another
conversation
reference.
We're always having about it.
No. I don't partake in that conversation. It's a one-sided conversation.
You just nod. Yeah.
Yeah, just nod. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
But no, which franchise is going to take this region and be the head honcho? Who's going to be the leader here? And how about the Golden State Warriors? Because that Orlando game a couple weeks ago, fans were leaving out in the third quarter.
That might
have
been
awful.
One of the worst television products, and I've watched some bad ones.
It was, fans were leaving in the third quarter of that basketball game, and I'm thinking,
did you hear what people were saying? They're like, I'd rather watch Austin Slater hit.
No, they weren't saying that. They're saying,
I don't get it.
They're saying, I gotta really wait an hour for the post game show to watch Bully and Company. Listen, no.
I'd rather watch Anthony Slater hit than Austin Slater.
I would rather watch Anthony Slater. But that move that the Warriors just made for Jimmy Butler has catapulted them back to the Bay Area charts here. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's talking Dubs. Everybody's talking Jimmy. The lady, Natalie at Lenardi's, who's always giving Baby Chez a sticker. Jimmy Butler. There's intrigue again with the Warriors, and right now they're at the top of the charts here in the Bay Area again. Joe Lacob Company did that with that big move. So we'll get into how seamless it is.
And we're going to do that on